Okay. Well, we'll move on. And before, again, I get to the full debate, we want to focus on young people and politics tonight. Just a quick chat now to John Cook, who is standing by in Clare for some intel on what's happening in some of those Midwest constituencies. Good evening, John.
Hi, Katie. Another young person in politics. I'll do whatever you need.
I should have mentioned, of course, the young buck, John Cook. Okay, tell me, what's the story in Clare?
Well, in County Clare, we have four seats up for grabs here in County Clare, where I am this evening. The outgoing four are two Fine Gaels, Pat Breen, who's a junior minister, and Joe Carey. Fianna Fáil's Timmy Dooley and the independent TD Michael Harty is stepping down from politics. And the announcement by Dr. Harty that he was quitting the Dáil for his doctor's surgery in West Clare leaves the county open to another surprise TD from independent or smaller parties. He was one of them last time round. You had a Musaji Bamji along time ago, you had a hospital candidate once upon a time. There is also room for both of the big parties here, though, Katie, to claim two seats. For Fianna Fáil, they're hoping Timmy Dooley from Mount Shannon in the east of the county will be joined by a second TD for the party to claim back what they lost in 2011 here in what was De Valera country. Most Dooley supporters would have hoped he'd be heading for cabinet in a Fianna Fáil government. He's off the front bench, Katie, you'll recall, over the Dáil voting
controversy. He's on the naughty step, we keep being told, yeah.
Yeah, and for Niall Collins pushing his buttons. This isn't a big issue for local voters, though, Katie. He's expected to return to the Dáil along with a second Fianna Fáil candidate, Councillor Cathal Crowe. He's a 37-year-old teacher from Meelick. He's currently the mayor of the county, and he'll benefit from former areas of Limerick City around Ardna Crusha, highly populated areas being given back to the Clare constituency this time round. Also, he got lots of publicity by being the first public representative to refuse an invitation to the controversial Royal Irish Constabulary commemorations that were shelved by the Justice Minister. Fianna Fáil has a third candidate, Doonbeg businesswoman Rita McInerney, who would have gained profile during the Trump visit to Doonbeg in West Clare. She's there to pick up votes in that side of the county because Dooley and Crowe are in the east. Fine Gael's Pat Breen is a junior employment and business minister. He's West Clare based in Balnacalli, passing on dinner invites between the developer of the National Broadband Plan and Dennis Nocton. Probably didn't damage him locally, but recent losses of jobs in Shannon and Money Point in the ESB power station mightn't help him, but most expect him to be safe. Not so sure perhaps for his Fine Gael TD colleague Joe Carey, especially as hundreds of job losses have taken place at Roche Pharmaceutical in his native Clarecastle in the lifetime of this last government. And there's anti-government sentiment as well over things like health services, Shannon Airport and rural decline. It brings me to the challengers, Katie. Fine Gael has a third candidate. You'll know him in Senator Martin Conway from Ennistymon. But all eyes are on former Labour TD Michael McNamara from Scariff. He lost his seat in 2016. He's since left Labour. He's also married into something of a Fianna Fáil dynasty, as former President Dr. Paddy Hillary's granddaughter is his wife. Michael McNamara has built up local support as well through the farmers' beef factory protests. He was among them outside the factory gates. He's a barrister and farmer himself. And he speaks to the rural decline agenda that successfully elected Michael Harty in the No Doctor, No Village campaign last time round. I should mention commentators don't rule out the slight chance of a surprise of a green wave in Clare. Roisin Garvey is a first-time green councillor for Clare in the North Clare Ennistymon area. She's daughter of a veteran former Fianna Fáil councillor from Aina as well. And she could prove popular with younger voters.
For all so of that, John, yeah, give me your gut on how this might go.
Yeah, my gut when I travelled the county following a lot of those candidates recently, at the beginning, Katie, was that there could easily be two Fine Gael hanging on and two Fianna Fáil in the form of Timmy Dooley and Cathal Crowe. But other people, commentators and voters in isolated rural areas convinced me that Michael McNamara is in with a good shot of a fourth seat in a battle between himself and Joe Carey of Fine Gael and Roisin Garvey of the Greens. Timmy Dooley and Cathal Crowe seem to be safe, along with Pat Breen, for the first three in Clare, Casey.
Okay. Look, move us on then to Limerick City. Another high profile retiree here.
One of the highest profile retirees for Fine Gael, Michael Noonan, there. former finance minister, their former leader as well. He's one of the outgoing TDs here, as is Willie O'Dea of Fianna Fáil, Maurice Quinlivan of Sinn Féin and Jan O'Sullivan of Labour. So who'll take Michael Noonan's seat after 4 decades in politics in Limerick City? Well, Fine Gael Senator Maria Byrne is hoping it will be her, but with former Fine Gael TD and current Senator Kieran O'Donnell hoping to win back his seat, most commentators say it will be him. If internal rivalries between the two don't split the vote for Fine Gael in Limerick, Noonan would have appointed Senator Byrne as his preferred candidate. The veteran poll topper Willie O'Dea is seen as a safe seat yet again. The question is whether he can be whether he can share some of the spoils and transfer enough votes to running mate James Collins.
He has a long history of quota sitting, does Willie O'Dea?
He does, and he hasn't had a running mate since 2011, but then there was a meltdown of Fianna Fáil, of course. Well, James Collins is a former mayor of Limerick from Dora Doyle, and he's Willie O'Dea's running mate this time round. But it's interesting, Katie, because reports in the Limerick Leader have suggested that Willie O'Dea may be talking up his friendship with a different, very popular candidate, independent councillor Frankie Daly. He's formerly of Labour on the doorsteps. It's something O'Dea himself has denied recently. I met him canvassing in Ballinanty on the north side of the city, and he told me that there is a Shannon tide changing in Limerick, with traditional Fine Gael houses, he reckoned, displaying no canvassing signs on their doors. He was stirring up the cross-party rivalry there. He said Fianna Fáil can win 2 seats. Sinn Féin's Maurice Quinlivan could be in a battle to hold on to his seat. Sinn Féin lost 4 council seats, Katie, in the local elections in Limerick City and County Council, but 2 councillors in his own north side area of the city did hang on. So he's expected to do well. Former housing minister and Labour veteran Jan O'Sullivan, she told me she's only the second woman to serve as a TD for Limerick in 100 years. So she's used to a battle, and she's used to battling for that final seat. She'll have to do it again, because challenges this time could also come, Katie, from the Green candidate in Limerick City, Councillor Brian Leddon. He's an engineer from Clancy Strand, and from a strong Fine Gael background, he's the son of 2 former mayors of Limerick City. He was one of 2 Green councillors elected to Limerick City and County Council last year, the first ever Green representative on that local authority, so watch out for him, I would say, as well.
Okay, so if we're giving that to 1 Fine Gael, 1 Fianna Fáil, and 1 Sinn Féin, and the last seat between Labour, the second Fianna Fáil candidate, and, as you say, they're the Green candidate, Brian Leddon.
That's what I would reckon, yeah.
Okay, very quickly then, we'll look at Limerick County. Three outgoing TDs.
Yeah, it's 3 seats. You've got Niall Collins from Patrick's Well, the junior finance minister for Fianna Fáil, junior finance minister Patrick O'Donovan from Newcastle West, and Fine Gael's Tom Neville Rathkeel, the son of the former TD Dan Neville. It could be more predictable, most people are saying here, Katie. All 3 could be returned. Patrick O'Donovan has done well to build his profile on his junior ministerial career. The Dáil voting controversy involving Niall Collins and Timmy Dooley, who was mentioned earlier on, saw him removed from the front bench as well, but that won't damage his standing in County Limerick. Fianna Fáil has a second candidate in the hope of cashing in on some anti-government sentiment over issues like the hospital and farmers' incomes. But bizarrely, Katie, they appointed Councillor Michael Collins, or they nominated him just hours before the deadline. He's no relation to Niall. It also came a day after they had announced Eddie Ryan, another councillor, as his running mate. He withdrew the day after, so it's hard to see how either of them could have mounted a successful campaign. There is a running mate, and Michael Collins is the one running alongside Niall. The others to watch here, perhaps, Green candidate Claire Keating has built a profile through the Limerick Against Pollution group, but that's about Irish Cement in Mungret, more of a city issue. She's organised massive rallies, though, and she's the cousin of rugby legend Paul O'Connell. She won't win some of his fans, though, through Green Party policies on the long-awaited Limerick to Cork motorway. And there's another challenger, perhaps, in a builder, an independent councillor called Richard O'Donoghue. He quit Fianna Fáil after not being selected last time round. But independent candidates got about 18.6% of the vote 4 years ago, of the first preference vote. Nearly 3,000 of them to O'Donoghue. You couldn't rule him out if there was to be a surprise, but most commentators are saying that you could see the status quo in terms of 1 Fianna Fáil, 2 Fine Gael returned in Limerick County.
Okay, John Cook, the young John Cook.
That's me.
Thank you for that.
And thank
excellent
you,
excellent run through those 3 constituencies. Now, we will move on. Oh, and I should say before we leave that the full list of candidates for all three of those constituencies are available on the RTÉ website, the General Election 2020 website. And you can go there if you want to know everyone who's running in those three constituencies.